Hello? Oh, I'll tell him. Mr. Flywheel, the author of Blood and Bullets is on the phone. He says he has another gangster story.
Flywheel, that's wonderful.
He says you can have it for
$15,000. $50,000? Tell him we give him $35,000.
He said $15,000.
All right, then tell him we give him $6,000.
Now, wait a minute. He won't take $6,000. We ought to offer, let's say, $9,000.
All right, let's say $9,000, but we'll offer him $6,000.
We must get that story. Miss Jones, switch the call to my office. I'll talk to him then.
Very well. Hello? Yes, send them up. Some gangsters are coming up for that part in the gangster picture.
You talk to them, Flywheel. I'll be in my office. I must get that story.
You're looking for some gangsters?
Talk to Mr. Flywheel. I'm very busy.
All right, Gorilla, sit down. What's your name?
My name is Cutthroat Evans. That's a very pretty name.
Come on, Cutthroat. Let's see how tough you are. Take a sock at Ravelli.
Sure, I'll take a sock at him. I'll knock him through that window.
Hey, wait a minute. You break that window and Blitzen will get mad.
Ravelli's right, Cutthroat. I'll open the window.
Ah, cut the stalling. Do I get that acting job or not?
Well, first we've got to see if you can act. I'll try you on a couple of lines. Ravelli, hand me that play.
Hey, this ain't a play. It's a cookbook. It says omelet on it.
Omelet? It's Hamlet, stupid. Never mind. Here's another script. Read this, Cutthroat. Begin here.
All right. Ah, sweet, sweet, my heart cries out for your bitter, sweet love.
Wait a minute. That isn't the way a gangster talks. I don't think he's the type. Ravelli, throw him up.
Okay, boss. Get out.
Ah, you guys. Hey, let go of my name.
Fran.
Next. That's with me. I'll take the job.
What's your name, tough guy?
My name is Joe Martin, but they called me the Killer.
That's the finest. Sit down, Killer.
I'm sorry, Killer. You're not the type. You look too old with your mustache.
Don't worry, boss. I got a razor. I fixed that. Come on, Killer. I shave it off.
Hey, wait a minute. Let go of me.
Remain quiet, Killer.
Don't move. I get him off.
Ow!
Hey, Killer, have you been eating ketchup?
No.
No? Well, then I must have cut you. There you are. No mustache, and you look 15 years younger.
Let me take a look at him. No, Killer, you still won't do for the part. Now you look too young. Throw him out, Ravelli.
Okay, boss. Come on, though.
Take it easy, you guys. I came here to get a job as an actor. And if I don't get it, there's only one guy walking out of this room alive, and that guy's me.
Well, in that case, Ravelli, give him back his mustache. He's hired.
Wants to see you in his office.
I should go to his office? Why can't he come here? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll meet him halfway. I'll meet him in the hall near the staircase.
Well, he said that he wanted you to come.
Oh, that gangster will be the ruination of the studio. I've got the whole production if we hadn't shot 30,000 feet of film. The director tries to tell that murderer what to do, and he smashes the camera over the director's head. I try to interfere, and he says he'll kill me. What shall I do?
Why don't you fool him and commit suicide?
You don't seem to understand. He said if I go out on that set, he'd put a bullet through me.
He did, eh? Well, he can't scare me. You go right out on that set. If he kills you, I'll have him thrown out of the studio.
Maybe I ought to get some bodyguards.
I'd do more than that. I'd get some mudguards, too.
Yes, I think I'll hire a bodyguard.
No, that wouldn't do. In that case, you'd have one fella trying to attack you and one fella trying to defend you. That's 50% waste. Why couldn't you be attacked by your own bodyguard? Your life would be saved, and that'd be 100% waste.
Just what are you getting at?
I anticipated that question. How does an army travel? On its stomach. How do you travel? In an automobile. You see, you're saving your stomach. But the movie industry is too important for us to sit here and talk about your stomach. Now, run along. I want to see my pictures in any of the movie magazines.
Why aren't you out on location? I pay $5,000 a day for the right to use that big jewelry store just so we can get some realism into our hold-up scenes. Why aren't you there supervising?
Well, I'm waiting for Ravelli. He went out to borrow a broom.
Hello, boss. How you feel, Blitz?
Where's the broom? Didn't they lend it to you?
Sure. The lady next door lent me one. But she say I have to use it right there. So I stay there and sweep up her floor.
Well, that's a fine thing for a movie executive, sweeping a floor.
Yeah, I like it fine. I always sweep up for my wife. I treat her like an angel.
Like an angel? You haven't bought her any clothes in 5 years.
Well, angels don't wear clothes. Anyway, last week I buy her a new dress, but it don't fit.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I think I get a different wife.
Mr. Ravelli, I have something to say to you. Please tell me why you hired 28 girls for the part of the cabaret dancer when I told you I wanted just one girl. Nice, sweet, demure.
Well, demure the merrier. Some a joke, eh, Blitz?
My name's not Blitz. It's Blitz.
Well, I was in a hurry.
Why do you gentlemen stand here idling? I have a mob of 500 people waiting at the jewelry store on the corner for our big hold-up scene.
Ravelli, he's right. Let's get going.
I'll stay here. I don't feel safe around that killer Martin.
Hey, Blitz, if a nicer-looking girl calls up and asks for a sweetsy-eatsy daddy, don't you talk to her. She means me.
Come on, Ravelli, and stop drooling. There's work to be done.
Work? Then I stay here.
You're coming with me, and remember, all I'm asking from you is a little common sense.
You could use some, boss.
There's the jewelry store down the street.
Boss, I'm too tired to walk. I think I'll take a streetcar. Does it make any difference which car I take?
Not to me, it doesn't. Where's Martin? Killer! Martin!
I don't mind.
Killer, we've stood for about enough of your horseplay around here. From now on, I'm directing this picture.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah? Now remember, I'm not afraid of you. It'll take three guys like you to lick me.
Three guys, huh?
Well, in a pinch, I guess you could do it alone, but it would be much easier if you had three.
I'll get this, Flybeal, and get it straight. Nobody tells Killer Martin what to do. One peep out of you, and I'll break every bone in your body and throw you right down that sewer. Now, you got anything to say?
No, I think you covered about everything. Let's get going.
Sure, let's go, boss. I'm a sick of this picture anyway.
And another thing, Flybeal. That's a fine dame you're putting this picture. She won't even let me kiss her.
Well, you can hardly blame her. Did you ever get a look at that kisser of yours? Ravelli, get Martin a hand mirror.
We ain't got no hand mirror, boy. But I can get him one for his face.
He wants to be a lover. Look at that scar on his forehead.
Yeah, I think he bit himself, boss.
Nonsense. How could he bite himself away up on his own forehead?
Well, maybe stood on a chair.
Come on, quit the stalling.
Ravelli, you work the camera. I'm going to rehearse the love scene with Miss Winter.
Hey, what do you mean you going to rehearse it? Ain't I going to play it in the picture?
That's the whole point. You get your chance later. Why can't I have a little fun now? Don't you think I'm human? Oh, Miss Winter.
Yes, Mr. Flywheel.
Just to get you in a romantic mood, how about you making a little fuss over me? Sort of a rehearsal?
Oh, but Mr. Flywheel, there's no love scene in the picture.
Well, we don't have to put it in the picture. We can just rehearse it. However, if you're going to be snooty about it, I can get along without you. I've got a wife almost as nice as you.
Hey, boss. We better get another camera.
Why?
The killer wants to hit you with this one.
He does?
Yeah, but I'll talk him out of it. I'll tell him to use the club instead.
Ravelli, get the cameras ready. I've got to take their scene.
Okay, boss, I'll go.
All right, Miss Winston. You stand right by the window here. Killer, you run into the store, grab the jewelry, smash the glass door, and dash out. When Miss Winston sees you, she screams, and you start choking her. But you get away. Ready? Light! Camera! Action!
Help!
Oh. Okay, lady. Okay, I help you.
Who hit me?
I got him, boss. I got him.
Ravelli, what's the idea of smashing the camera over Martin's head? You spoil the whole scene.
Well, it serves him right, a liar. He hit to that nice lady, Abby promised to hit you.
Ravelli, this studio isn't big enough for both of us.
That's all right, boss. We can make the studio bigger.
Come on, everybody. We've got to take this scene again. Property man, put the jewelry back and handle it carefully. That's real jewelry, and it costs a lot of dough. And you, Ravelli, no matter what happens, you stick with the camera. You understand?
Leave it to me, boss. I'm a summer wise guy, eh?
Ready? Light? Camera? Action! Hey, Martin, where you going? You forgot to choke the dame. Kill her! Where are you running to? Come back with that jewelry! Stop him, Ravelli! Stop him!
This time I don't get a fool, boss. I stick to the camera.
He's running away with the jewelry. He's getting into a car.
Oh, boy, this is going to be some picture.
You idiot. Martin just got away with $30,000 worth of the jewelry store's diamonds. That wasn't part of the picture.
That wasn't part of the picture? That's the fine, then. Everything is all right. There's nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about? Why not?
Well, I forgot to put film in the camera. Thank you.
been entertained tonight in the Five-Star Theater by Groucho and Chico Marx in the three-act comedy Flywheel, Seister, and Flywheel, Attorneys at Law. Keep your seats, ladies and gentlemen. The Groucho and Chico will be back in just a moment. The Five-Star Theater is sponsored by the Standard Oil Companies of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Louisiana, and the Colonial Beacon Oil Company. Through 30,000 SO stations, which form a network of convenient service to the motorists, all the way from Maine to Louisiana, these companies supply the public with the products of the world's leading oil organization. On June 2nd, we will place a new product on the market, which will be an important milestone in motor fuel history. Watch for announcements of this new product in the newspapers. Or better still, go to your nearest Esso station or dealer on June 2nd and find out for yourself. Groucho and Chico are out on the platform again.
Ladies and the gentlemen, I want to tell you about a little hunting trip I was on last week. I take some wine.
Take some wine? Just a minute, Chico. Didn't you say you went hunting?
Sure, I went hunting for a place to fish. But it was of no use. I don't catch nothing.
No?
No, I don't think those worms were flying.
Keep on talking, Chico. It's great for my insomnia.
You got insomnia? Why don't you go home and sleep it off?
Chico, your mind's wandering.
Yeah. I'm wondering what that new product is that Esso stations are going to bring out next month. It couldn't be sardines, huh?
No, it's probably something you put in your automobile.
Well, when I went fishing, I put two cans of sardines into my automobile.
Well, I'm different. The only thing I ever put in my car are Esso lube, that hydrofine motor oil, and Esso, which is more powerful than any gasoline.
You're set.
No, I'm going to say it now. Good night, ladies.
Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies.
This concludes our Monday night Five-Star Theater show, which features the famous Marx Brothers, Groucho and Chico. They'll be back again next Monday at this time. Be sure to listen to the Five-Star Theater production of Charlie Chan, which you will hear on Friday night at this same hour. Strike Me Pink was taken from the production of the same name. Who Cares was from Of the I Sing, and Wonderful was from Funny Face. Your announcer, George Dick. This is the National Broadcasting Company.